Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send. What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bannack's, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
Be sure to listen to The Strong Side Sundays at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network, as we break down the previous week in high school football in the Thumb of Michigan with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Paul P. Adams. Unfortunately, this week, Paul P. Adams will be missing. He's on a quick jaunt to Chicago this weekend, so it'll just be me and Dave holding down the fort in our East Side studios of the Clark Ramsey Manor at WLEW Sports. Well, the Vulcans of Vassar have been on quite the tear this season. Through six games, they sit at 5-1 overall and 3-0 in divisional play. The only loss for Vassar comes in week one against Class B rival Millington, 28-42. Since week number one, they've been outscoring opponents 45-9. Jason Kiss has been at the helm for a number of years and has seemed to finally get his team over that hump.
Well, and what you mean by that is in 2013 they finished 5-4, and in 2014 they finished 5-4. The thing is, those teams were highly rated, very talented, never seemed to do anything with it. They've underachieved those previous 2 years, finally finding their groove, and they've really done it this year predominantly with the passing attack.
Vassar's powerful offense is anchored with a quarterback who stands at 6'6". His name is Tyler Humper, and he can run, throw, punt, and might even do windows.
Well, we're going to find that out later tonight, Clark, but against Cass City, he was 24 of 30 through the air for 444 yards and 3 passing touchdowns, but he wasn't done there. He had another 8 carries for 71 yards and 2 more touchdowns. He would have been really nice for my fantasy team last week.
Tyler Humpert has been having quite the season so far. He has rushed for 416 yards for 6 touchdowns, and last week's game versus Kansas City pushed Humpert past the 1,000 mark for the season, 1,384 passing yards on 90 completions for 14 touchdowns. But he's not the only weapon with some horsepower that the Vassar Vulcans have in their arsenal.
Well, let's start with Alex Hurdle. He has 65 carries on the season for 642 yards. That's just shy of 10 yards per carry. He has 7 touchdowns. Against Cass City, he had just 5 carries, but he had 50 total yards. Colton Fabro from Cass City, against Cass City, only had 3 carries, 40 yards and a score, and Zach Shepard, 6 carries, 49 yards, and a score, so they can really kind of beat you in a lot of different ways.
One thing to keep in mind, the leading rusher for Vassar, Alex Hurdle, is a foreign exchange student from Australia. Talk about a boost on the roster. Speaking of a boost, on defense, number 71, Kane Milliken, leads the way in tackles on the season, as well as tackle assists.
Well, Kane Milliken had 10 solo tackles against Cass City. He has 43 on the season with 41 more assists and a sack. Morrison has 3 picks, 1 fumble recovery, and 21 tackles of his own, leading the Vulcan defense.
Entering tonight, Vassar has given up 221 yards a game with 156 on the ground. We'll see how the USA Patriots fare against the Vassar firepower as you're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Vassar at USA in 16 minutes.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with the service service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's mean more than a grade point average. USA schools offer an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community members. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life, and creates a more well-rounded student. October has been designated Principals Month for Michigan and nationally. USA Schools would like to thank their principals for all they do, including elementary principal Mr. Craig Finnegar and 6th to 12th principal Mr. Josh Hahn. Find more information on USA Schools, go to their website thinkusa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Hey folks, RJ McGarra, Internet Sales Manager at More Motor Sales in Caro here. Check out our webpage at www.themoreautogroup.com for these hot deals. We have a 2015 Dodge Grand Caravan. Internet price to sell at only $18,997. Or how about a 2015 Lincoln Navigator? This is a dealer demo that not only has some great pricing, we can also offer 0% for 72 months financing. You'll get these great deals and more at www.themoreautogroup.com.
It's homecoming night in USA as the stands are starting to fill up on both sides of the field on what's turning out to be a beautiful night for football. The Patriots of USA proved themselves yet again last week, taking out their Laker rivals with a final score of 40-20. Now they sit at 5-1 and 3-0 in divisional play. That is good enough to put them in a tie for first place in the Greater Thumb West with no one else but Vassar. That 5-1 mark marks the first time since 2006 that USA has won five straight games, but also their best start since 2006 as well. First-year head coach Tyler Langs has this team ready.
He certainly does, and the big thing that Coach Langs has brought to this team that I've noticed, they play great team ball. On defense, they swarm to the tacklers, they wrap up their tacklers. There are all kinds of blue jerseys everywhere, and on offense, they have multiple running backs and a quietly good passing attack that can beat you at any time.
The Patriots have quite a strong backfield led by a standout running back, Aaron Sines. He's fast, he's slippery, and he can find the gaps to run through.
Oh, he really can. He stands 6'1", 175-pound senior. Against Lakers, he had just 12 carries, but he had 208 yards and four touchdowns. Against Ubley, 17 carries, 109 yards, two touchdowns. And against Bad Axe, had 248 yards and three touchdowns. But the other guys that help keep it off balance a little bit, Colton Siebert, another senior, 195 pounds, 6 foot. He had six carries for 35 yards against Lakers. Ezra Arnold, their ground and pound back, 6 foot, 175 pound senior, had seven carries for 18 yards of his own.
Of course, the offense is under the direction of junior quarterback Tanner Foley. Tonight marks his 16th game as the starting quarterback for USA in second season. He's small, he has a strong command of his front line, but also has proven he can throw the ball when needed.
He absolutely can. Against Lakers, he had six carries, 35 yards. He was also 2-for-2 passing, 82 yards and a touchdown. One was a 17-yard touchdown pass, a 70-yard touchdown pass. And against Ubley, he had 18 carries for 75 yards and two scores. And against Bad Axe, he even threw for a touchdown, a 55-yarder. So when he does strike through the air, they're usually for big gains.
Just to show what kind of turnaround the Patriots have done this year, last year they outscored in divisional play 10-36 on average. This year, it's 44-13 in favor of the Patriots. For those keeping score at home, that's a 47-point swing in just 1 year.
Wow, Coach Langs has got to be proud of that number, Clark, and he's going to take a lot of credit for it. But these kids have played hard and worked very hard for this turnaround.
It's time for a short break. When we return on the WLAW Sports Network, we'll take a direct comparison look between the USA Patriots and the visiting Vassar Vulcans. Kickoff in 11 minutes.
Hi, this is Pete Salins, financial consultant at Northstar Financial Services, located at Northstar Bank. Regardless of the state of your current financial picture, it's always a good idea to review your investment plan and understand how it relates to your financial.